Ronnie. Two flags. 30 yards. We didn't care. They weren't going to score. Didn't matter where they put the ball. Blanchard. You guys were convinced they couldn't score? Silo. No team could have scored on us in the second half. When they finally carried Higgins off the field, on a stretcher, I might add, the ball was on our 30-yard line. They ran a sweep, lost 6 yards. A draw, lost 4. Then a little quarterback went to the shotgun again, and we just mauled him. Nat, their punter dropped one on the 3-yard line. Silo. Yes, they had a good punter. We, of course, had you. Nat turned up the volume.
97 yards to go for the Spartans. Just under 8 minutes left in the third quarter. Still no sign of Eddie Rake or any of the Spartan coaches. I watched Crenshaw when East Pike had the ball. He kept his right hand in a bucket of ice the entire time and kept his helmet on. Hand off left side to Mabry, who doesn't get much. Both defenses are simply sending everybody, which should set up the pass.
Silo, not from the 3-yard line, dumbass. Paul, Coffey always wanted to coach.
Pitch right side. Mabry bobbles the ball, then cuts up fields, got some room wide, and he's out of bounds along the 10.
John Couch, just curious, Neely, do you know what you call next? Neely, sure, option right. I read the option, fake to Chenault, fake the pitch to Hubcap, cut up field for 11 yards. The offensive line was chopping people down.
First and 10, Spartans. We break huddle and sprint to the line of scrimmage. This is a different team, folks.
Paul, I don't know why Buck was on the radio. Nobody was listening. The entire town was at the game. Randy, no, you're wrong. Everybody was listening. In the second half, we were trying to find out what happened to Coach Rake. So all the Messina fans had their radios stuck to their heads.
Hand off to Chenault, who plows straight ahead for 3 or 4. He's basically just lowered his helmet and followed Silo Mooney, who's being double-teamed.
Silo, just 2? I was insulted. The second guy was this little nasty-faced bastard, weighed about 180 or so, thought he was bad, came in the game trash-talking. He'll leave the field in just a minute.
Pitch to Mabry, wide right again. He's got some room. He's up to the 30 and out of bounds. And East Pike youngsters shaking up on the field.
Silo, that's him. Blanchard, what'd you do? Silo, the play swept right away from us. I chop blocked him, got him on the ground, then dropped a knee in his stomach. Squeal like a pig. He lasted for 3 plays, never came back. Paul, they could have flagged us for unnecessary roughness on every play, offense or defense. Neely, while they dragged him off the field, Chenault tells me their left tackle's not moving too well. Got something wrong. Twisted ankle, maybe. The guy's in pain, but he won't leave the game. So we ran at him 5 straight times. Same play. 6-7 yards a pop, with Marcus low to the ground, just looking for somebody to run over. I'd hand the ball off and watch the carnage. Silo. Turn it up, Nat.
1st and 10 on the East Pike 38. The Spartans are moving the ball, but they're sure eating up the clock. Not a single pass so far in the second half. 6 minutes to go. Hurry and motion left. The snap. Option right. The pitch to Mabry, who swings outside to the 30, the 25, all the way down to the East Pike 18. And the Spartans are knocking at the door.
Neely. After every play, Mabry sprinted back to the huddle and said, "Give me the ball, bro. Just give me the ball." So he did. Paul. And after Neely called every play, Silo would say, "You fumble it and I'll break your neck." Silo, I wasn't kidding either. Blanchard, were you guys aware of the clock? Neely, yeah, but it didn't matter. We knew we'd win.
Mabry's carried the ball 12 times already in the second half for 78 yards. Here's a quick snap. Right side again. Not much there. The Spartans are really hammering away at the left side of the East Pike defense. Mabry just follows Durston and Vetrano. And, of course, Silo Mooney's always around the pileup.
Silo, I love Buck Coffey. Neely, didn't you date his youngest daughter? Silo, I wouldn't call it dating. Buck damn sure didn't know anything about it.
2nd and 8 from the 16. Mabry again off the right side for 3, maybe 4. And it's a dogfight down there in the trenches, folks.
Silo, it's always a dogfight, Buck. That's why they call it the trenches. In the semi-darkness, the fraternity had quietly grown larger. Other players had eased over or slid down the bleachers, close enough to hear the play-by-play.
Third and four, Curry wide, full backfield, option right, Crenshaw keeps, his hit falls forward for maybe two. He really got nailed by Devon Bond.
Neely, Devon Bond hit me so many times I felt like a punching bag. Silo, he was the one player I couldn't do anything with. I'd fire off the ball, have a perfect shot at him, and he just vanished. That, or he'd hit me with a forearm that would rattle my teeth. He was one bad dude. Donnie, didn't he make a roster? Paul, yeah, Steelers for a couple years. Then some injuries sent him back to East Pike.
A fourth and two that is beyond huge, folks. Spartans must score here because they have a lot more scoring to do. And the clock is really moving now. 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Full house, now Chenault in motion left, long count by Crenshaw, and they jump. East Pike jumps offside. First and goal, Spartans on the 5-yard line. Crenshaw gave it the old head fake and got by with it.
Silo, head fake my ass. Paul, it was all in the cadence. Blanchard, I remember their coach going crazy, charging the field. Neely, he got a flag, half the distance. Silo, that guy was psycho, and the more we scored, the louder he screamed.
First and goal from the 2.5. Option left. Here comes the pitch. Marcus Mabry's hit. Drives and falls into the end zone. Touchdown, Spartans. Touchdown.